We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for the next half hour, or maybe just a little under that, we'll have Robin Cole joining us here. She's the Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
I forgot what time of day it was. I was going to say good afternoon, but it's not afternoon yet. But it's good to have you in here, as we have you in once a month to talk about everything going on in mental health. And as I understand, we're going to start things off talking about a public poll that's been put out.
Yes. The Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas commissioned a public opinion poll, and this was of likely Kansas voters. And there were two, I think, very interesting statistics that emerged from this public opinion poll. And the two probably most interesting statistics were that 76% of likely Kansas voters said that Kansas should continue to increase its investments in public mental health services, and 67% of likely Kansas voters said that the Kansas legislature should take action to address mental health issues. Those two points, of course, are important to us and certainly are consistent with what both the association and Pawnee Mental Health Services believes about the need in the state of Kansas. This particular poll was conducted by the Remington Research Group, and it's interesting. There's lots of information for people who might be interested in getting into the weeds about this poll. They could go online to the Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas website, and the poll itself and the results of the poll are the first thing that'll pull up on that website.
Well, why do you think it was so high in favor for mental health?
Well, I think that especially over the last couple of years, as I've interacted with our legislators, there does seem to be an increasing awareness of how mental health issues affect so many areas of the state of Kansas. And there are so many areas of even the state's budget that are impacted by mental health issues, as well as substance abuse issues. And so the more that people are talking to their legislators about this, the more legislators are seeing the impact of it. And I think there's a recognition by both parties that something needs to happen.
You know, we hear a lot in the news anytime there's gun violence or anything, and maybe somebody has a mental health problem there. And I know that the term is pretty broad, but it affects so many different entities.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. And as far as community health centers, Osawatomie Hospital has been known for a while to be the, or I guess not the community health center, but it's been the state hospital.
Yes. And in Kansas, there are two state psychiatric hospitals. There's Osawatomie State Hospital and Larned State Hospital. Larned State Hospital serves the western part of the state. Osawatomie State Hospital serves the eastern part of the state. And so all of Pawnee Mental Health's counties are served by Osawatomie State Hospital. Well, it was in 2015 that there was a sexual assault on an employee at Osawatomie State Hospital that resulted in the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services coming to Kansas and inspecting the state hospital. At that time, they found that the conditions were unsafe for both patients and employees, and they were overcrowded. And that started very deliberate and strategic kind of response by the state of Kansas to address those issues. That included reducing the daily census at the state hospital and also implementing a moratorium on admissions to the state hospital, which meant then that individuals in the community who needed that level of care were oftentimes left waiting in the community, sometimes for days, sometimes for weeks, for there to be a bed available at the state hospital. Well, as a result of that dynamic, Kaw Valley hospitals in Kansas City began to provide some overflow capacity for adults who would have gone to Osawatomie State Hospital but who weren't able to because of the moratorium. Well, Kaw Valley hospitals recently announced that they'll no longer be providing that overflow function but are going to be returning to the work that they were originally doing, which was providing services for youth who had mental and behavioral health issues. So this comes at an interesting time because the leadership of Osawatomie State Hospital recently sent out a communication to all of its various stakeholders saying that they plan to present a plan or a strategy to the 2020 legislature that would include lifting the moratorium on admissions. So the community mental health centers are, of course, very interested in this and will be watching it very closely. Of course, the current administration is going to want to be very cautious about this because certainly they're not going to want to be in a position where they would have to consider imposing another moratorium after lifting it. And so we know that there's a strong commitment to making sure that if the moratorium is lifted, that it's going to be a successful kind of an undertaking rather than an undertaking that might not succeed. I think that really does increase the profile and the importance of the roles of the community crisis stabilization centers. It is a level of care that is certainly not the same as the inpatient psychiatric hospitals services that are provided at Osawatomie State Hospital or Larned State Hospital, but it is part of that continuum of care that makes it possible to divert people away from inpatient hospitalization by providing more intensive services earlier on, in their lives.
Well, and I don't know with the moratorium if it were lifted. What are the numbers like? Approximately how many people would that be affecting?
Well, it depends on how many beds they decide to open at the state hospital. Before the moratorium was imposed, there were over 200 patients at a time who might be in the state hospital. And then once the moratorium was applied, the number of beds dropped down to, I believe it was 148. So there was a significant loss of capacity at the state hospital. Since that time, though, the state has been putting beds back online. And so those numbers have gone up to the 160s. So we have seen a restoration of probably 20 or so beds, which has been helpful. And I've seen that there are shorter lengths of stay or shorter delays in gaining admission to the state psychiatric hospital, though there does seem to still be some delays, and certainly that speaks to then the importance of that role for the crisis stabilization centers in our communities.
Yeah, well, it's interesting here because they need the resources, and if they're cut off from that, then who knows what the consequences might be.
Yeah, well, and then the big question is, what's the magic number? Mm-hmm. How many state hospital beds do we need? And that number is going to change depending on what the community resources are. It is influenced by what are the community mental health centers able to do to at that level, at that earliest level of care in providing treatment in the community so that people don't even have to be considered for state hospitalization. And then it bumps up to that next question, which is, what's the capacity of the crisis stabilization centers throughout the state to provide services to people on a voluntary basis, again, before the issues that they're dealing with escalate to the point that they need to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis. And then there is a whole other level of care that hasn't yet been implemented. It has been approved by the legislature, but the funding and the regulations haven't been developed yet. And that is for a level of care that would allow for individuals who need involuntary treatment to be stabilized in the community for up to 72 hours, with the hope that their symptoms would stabilize and that once stabilized, they would be able to then either be referred down to, for example, one of the voluntary crisis stabilization centers, or even referred back down to the community mental health center where they could be seen strictly on an outpatient basis. So that magic number of how many beds do we need at the state psychiatric hospital is going to be influenced by what are the resources that are available at the lower levels of care, so that people's needs can be met in the community rather than at the state hospital.
All right, we're talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. We're going to talk more about the Crisis Stabilization Center here in Manhattan. We'll do that next after the break on News Radio KMAN.